Adesso chiamo Maria Bostenaro Dan, architetto dell'Università di Architettura e Urbanismo di Bucarest, Dipartimento per la Storia e la Teoria dell'Architettura e la Conservazione.
Buonasera. Ringrazio il resto Art Nouveau per accettare il mio contributo qui a Milano. C'è una città con quella relazione, perché sono stata a Pavia 2 anni e mezzo prima di ritornare a Romania con le borse Marie Curie. E questa ricerca è cominciata a Pavia. Ho avuto un progetto che si chiamava Care di Vivus, ca della casa, ma anche ca del cemento armato, e Re di Vivus perché al tempo quando ho scritto il progetto, c'era in 2004, c'era un progetto Auguste Perret Re di Vivus anche con cemento armato e mi è piaciuto. Il progetto a Pavia però si tratta di un'altra cosa, che quella che presento qui: c'erano sistemi di decisioni per rinforzare sismico gli edifici di cemento armato. L'istituzione di Pavia, per quelli che non lo conosco, è un centro di ricerca del rinome mondiale in ingegneria sismica, per ingegneri strutturisti. E dopo, quando ho provato a descrivere i risultati della ricerca, i reviewer mi hanno detto che ci manca la parte filosofica, gli essays sul cemento armato, e questa è che provo di fare qua. Un'altra cosa, c'era una ricerca teoretica sul come fare venire insieme i punti di vista dell'ingegnere, dell'architetto, del residente e dell'investore, ma non c'erano esempi di dove si è fatta un rinforzamento come questo. Io conosco uno a Napoli, un edificio, Torre delle Nazioni, degli anni 20, dove hanno fatto rinforzamento sismico, ma altri c'è più quello prima del modernismo, c'è il Art Nouveau. E al fine della presentazione vengo anche a questa. E quindi la presentazione in inglese, perché il mio è italiano. La scuola da Pavia è una scuola internazionale, si parla inglese, quindi non ho imparato così. It's language for reinforced concrete, the historic architectural side, not only the essays of architects, they were essays done by architects indeed, but also the practice, how they transport these essays into practice, on the technical side of the Hennebique system and the intervention of conservation, as I was saying. First of all, I will come not so in detail to Kenneth Frampton's tectonics, which treats with this issue. Kenneth Frampton's tectonics is a longer friend of mine from when I wrote about sincerity in architecture, how actually it is expressed, the structure is expressed in architecture. I come to this. The relationship between the architectural space and how it is defined by the construction and structural models. And there are two terms which are coming again in Semper, in Boetticher, and so on, about the Kernform and the Kunstform, and Frampton calls it ontological representational. But the basis is that you have a container and the contents, that you have an ornament and a structure, which are two different things. Another aspect which Kenneth Frampton approaches is the difference between timber and masonry. We saw in the former presentation. We moored on the colombage, so the timber in Art Nouveau. I have a research about timber skeleton, and I have a research about reinforced concrete skeleton related to this seismic reinforcement, because timber skeleton is really much more performance than reinforced concrete skeleton in earthquakes, and there are people dealing with this that actually the timber is a real modernist. But in Frampton, the difference between timber and masonry comes between the tensile and the compressive material. It comes from the Greeks when the timber was built in stone, and it was actually not really what it should be, because the tensile material was transformed, built in compressive. But in reinforced concrete, these two came together, because we have tensile and compressive together. We have what in German is called massive Bau, a heavy material, which is reinforced concrete, which you can build skeleton. And another point Kenneth Frampton touches is the importance of the material, and he comes to the philosophic view of Heidegger, where Heidegger says that the material becomes what it is only when it is put in the work of the art, and that we need to find a language. And this is what I try to do with the essays. Okay, I have only pictures. I found on the internet that there was an essay about reinforced concrete at the age of Art Nouveau in Torino, but despite looking in digital archives, I didn't find the essay itself. But what I found was what Henry Waldevelde was telling, and especially the views of István Magyarszai in Hungary. Henry van der Velde is quoted by Mendelssohn when he built the Einstein Tour. Maybe I go to the Einstein Tour directly. If we go to the Einstein Tour, this part is built in reinforced concrete, but this part is built in masonry. Surprisingly, the work is quoted to be the shape which reinforced concrete can take, and so on. Due to economic difficulties, to construction difficulties, because formwork could not be made, it was built in mixed construction, mainly in masonry. And here, when he was doing his correspondence, there is a work on his letters, he was quoting that Henry van der Velde said that this should be the expression for reinforced concrete. Another work, which is less known, but which is in connection with what I think in Hungary, is a block of flats in Budapest by Béla Lajta. And Ákos Moravanski, who dealt a lot with turn of century architecture in Hungary, was saying it's the shape of reinforced concrete. No, I was there. It's, of course, brick and iron. But it was contemporary with the thoughts of István Magyarszai. István Magyarszai was a pupil of Otto Wagner, and he wrote an essay about the language of reinforced concrete for a conference in Vienna, where he tried to derive the language from timber. And as a work where he puts this in practice is the theater in Veszprém. I don't have any interior view of this, but I have some related interior views which he published in Der Architect, and also some details where he built with timber, and some details where he built with reinforced concrete. So the two materials were seen as related. I will come over there. Okay, I skipped a lot of pictures. Maybe I should say a little word. So this is what I was saying about ornament and structure and the school of Viennese Art Nouveau, and how the tiles were fixed to be seen industrially that it is an ornament. And the same thing in Budapest, that Jozsef Vágó is... the tiles at Arkadam Bazaar. This is a skeleton building by Auguste Perret. And this is Theater auf Champs-Élysées bei Perret. Medjosai worked in Hennebig's office when he did his theories about reinforced concrete, and still in his theater we see a completely another language. And this is a building in Hungary which was in Secession, which was really Art Nouveau, but it's not in Budapest, it's in Szeged, the Reok Palace. What I was saying about the sincerity in architecture, basically the language for a material is developed when we have a large hole. So the 3D shell is really expressing the language for the material. And then it comes to story-wise building gradually. And here we have language for reinforced concrete skeleton developed by Josef Lechnik in Vienna. It's a church of Heiliger Geist. And we see that it's really a skeleton which later came to story-wise construction. Also, this is really an early building. Now, about the technical side, I was saying about the experiments on resistance of a material. This is a photo of mine 10 years ago. The research done in Germany about iron concrete. The research was not done by me, but it was an institute with which I was collaborating. And I will come first to the picture. Iron concrete was, of course, from the structural materials, not so resistant. But what I want to highlight is that we had a system of perpendicular main beams and secondary beams, which doesn't happen in the later story-wise construction, which is not seismically resistant. And this Hennebig system was implemented at the beginning of the century in a couple of countries, in Italy, by Porcadou, by Zublin in Germany, by Mouchel in Britain, by Moreira de Sá Malheves in Portugal. There is a research by somebody in the University of Minho. And we have also in Romania a few Hennebig systems. There are two examples I know of in Bucharest and in Oradea. I will come to Hungary, and also outside Europe in Cairo, there was research done by the University of Vienna of precast elements brought from Brussels to Cairo to build the Hennebig system. In Romania, the example in Bucharest I know her is the Athene Palace, which was an Art Nouveau building, one of the few outside Transylvania in Romania, but which was then transformed to be modernist, which is a style which shapes the city. And finally, in Oradea, the Moscovici Micșa Palace, in the abstract, it is wrongly written. And we also have a building by Virginia Harrett, which is early reinforced concrete. Virginia Harrett was the first woman architect in the world. And the paternity of this building is discussed. Some people say it was her, but some people say because it's neither new Romanian nor functionalist building, it might have been another architect. This is a building, so it's academic. It's one of the early blocks of flats in reinforced concrete in Romania. And this is the plan of the building where she did an innovative composition of hierarchy of spaces. So another building by Virginia Harrett, which doesn't exist anymore, it's a water tower near the Faculty of Medicine. Now a sports hall was raised in place of her. But water towers were indeed something typical for Art Nouveau as well. There is an Art Nouveau water tower in Riga. There is one in Portugal. And we have industrial buildings of Art Nouveau also in Genova, as we'll see, because I was asked also in the break if there are something about industrial, so there is something about it. And this is Athene Palace I was saying about before transformation, so the Art Nouveau building. It was a French architect between the middle of the 19th century and the middle of the 20th century, there was a huge exchange between Romania and France. Many Romanian architects went to study to France, and French architects built in Romania. We have outside Transylvania another Art Nouveau building by Daniel Renard, which is the casino in Constanza. And the engineer of the Hennebic system of this palace was a renowned civil engineer of Romania called George Constantinescu. This is a postcard I found on the internet, and this is a photo just before the transformation, which took place in 1937. It's from the interwar time. And this is an image for the transformation, a drawing by the architect Duliu Marcu, who was a quite important architect of Romanian modernism. The plans cannot be read so well, but we can see that the changes were minimal. He was just doing changes in the corners. And this is how it looks now. I must highlight that since the change in 1937, there was, of course, a seismic retrofit in the recent years, 2005, remember well, but they didn't change the form, the exterior form of the palace, and it became now Hilton Hotel. And the Moscovici Mixa Palace in Oradea, which was the first building in Hennebic system, Romania, was built in 1904 by Kalman Rimanoci Jr. I couldn't find more data except that the engineer was from Budapest, because at that time Oradea belonged to Austro-Hungarian Empire. More about Hungary, except of the building which I have shown, is another building by Béla Lajta. The building on Ibsen Street was by Béla Lajta. About Béla Lajta, there is an internet archive kindly digitalized by the respective authorities in Hungary, so I could get the information. But I had a research back in Germany on turn of the century architecture in Hungary, so at least I knew where to look. So according to the archives, the Rózsa Völgyi House, which is the one down here, should have reinforced concrete lower floors and brick upper floors. I've put here one near the other, the Rózsa Völgyi House and the Loos House in Vienna, to show the difference between lower floors and upper floors, between the skeleton structure and the masonry structure with windows like holes. And we see here from the archive that the lower floors should have had skeleton structure with columns, and the upper floors masonry walls, which is not really according to the tectonics, because the heavy part should be lower rather in the lower part, but the thought behind this was to have transparent lower public spaces and compartmented upper private spaces for residences, which is from the hierarchy of the plan is derived the structure. And here, what we can see is that it might be still Hennebic system. What I was saying about the study in Vienna, this is a building which they studied. They wanted to invite me to talk about Hennebic, but at the end I had no time to go there. They really did a research with laser scanning of the building to see the structural system, which unfortunately is very visible because the building is in such a state of decay that the structure is visible. And finally, about intervention and conservation. My research now, the research I've done in Italy was comparing Romania, Italy, Greece, and initially I wanted Slovenia, and then because it turned out that there weren't so many reinforced concrete buildings in Slovenia, we switched to Portugal. But now we restrained to Romania-Italy comparison, and in Romania only Bucharest. And in Italy, there are some studies on the material characteristics also of Hennebic at the University of Genova, done by Stefano Podesta. He did research on the occasion of the conversion of the Hotel Colombo to university library, which I will show later on. And also some research is done on the characteristics of early reinforced concrete in Portugal at the University of Minho by Paulo Lourenço. This kind of research is done when an old reinforced concrete building is going to be demolished, and then you can take the probe from it because it's assumed that the characteristics of the material did not vary if the building is from the same time. Okay. I go very fast, so this is street with a lot of buildings in this style in Genova. Hotel Miramare, which was converted. The silos of Genova, which are not Art Nouveau, but which are the oldest industrial building in Helvetic system there. Mercato Orientale. Palazzo della Nova Borsa, which was also restored. And the Biblioteca Universitaria, about a former Hotel Colombia, about which I was saying. And finally, also in Hennebic system, the Fiat Lingotto, restored by Renzo, okay, functionally conversed with the occasion of the Olympic Games by Renzo Piano. Here we see the conversion. And to conclude, the difference of the Hennebic system, which I was showing, that are perpendicular, primary, and secondary beams, and as such, they should be seismically resistant despite of all research done in this direction. This is how interwar buildings, so later ones in Romania, look like, where we have secondary beam or beam which is at one end, secondary and at another end principal beam. So I would do a research about why the lessons from Hennebic were forgotten and this system was adopted because maybe because we never had really Hennebic in Romania. And I conclude that research is still needed in early reinforced concrete. About a call which was given in Napoli at the FIB, Federazione Internazionale du Beton conference about the need for criteria, which structures have to be preserved due to their structure and not to aesthetic criteria because their structure was somehow innovative. And the other things I've told in the introduction. Thank you. Yes.